You and I are friends of Jesus. How about that? It's good news like that that keeps us singing today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello. The sunshine is shining bright in this room, and it's our goal to brighten your day with every song. What is it? What is it? It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Now in Technicolor.
That's right.
Follow the sunbeam, my friend, right over here. We have a seat just for you and all of our friends listening in from around the globe. Welcome on in. Daniel Britt, ready to introduce to you these golden rays of sunshine. Kevin Williams.
Yeah.
Lauren Talley.
That's right.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Michael Booth.
Boothbrothers.com.
Mark Bishop.
Bye, Chico's Bell Buns.
Pat Barker.
And all God's children said, who?
New York Times best-selling author, Andy Andrews.
I'm here.
The soft, feminine side, Tori Taff.
That's so right.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
And my guests today are all filled with hope and sharing the love.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good day.
Here's the whole homecoming game.
If he keeps on blessing and blessing, if he keeps on pouring it all, just keeps getting richer. If he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if he keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
When I gave my heart to Jesus, and when I claimed him as my king, when the gloom and fear was lifted, my old heart just started to sing. Then the song just keeps getting bigger, and it thrills my heart through and through. If it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
If it keeps on blessing and blessing, if it keeps on pouring it all, if his love just keeps getting richer, if he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if he keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If he keeps on blessing and blessing,
and blessing,
if he keeps on pouring it on, if his love
just keeps getting richer,
friends. All right, on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. This one featuring Adam Crabb.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know I always want to be there, holding your hand, standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through and everything you do. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night, let me change whatever's wrong and make it right,
make it right.
Let me take you to that wonder can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Watching you grow,
watching you grow,
and going through the changes in your life, that's how I know,
that's how I know
I always wanna be there,
let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right.
That was the dulcet tones of Adam Grab and the rest of the vocal band singing Let Me Be There.
Here are the Hoppers.
Egypt was once my home, I was a slave. Helpless and sinned in Rome, of life in prey. But when I looked up to heaven's throne, Christ came to say I'm living in Canaan now. Savior, your soul is found. You'll sing this song. I'm living in Canaan now.
Hoppers, and there's more still to come on Homecoming Radio. You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, sitting today with Judy Martin Hess of the Martins. We've got Jake Cooley. Thanks for taking time to appear here on the radio at Homecoming Radio. We love your music, and this is fun to have these friends around these mics.
It is fun to have friends, yeah. And especially at something like this,
yeah,
where we get to all be together and visit with each other, and then we get to sit back and watch each other do what we do. And appreciate that and be ministered
to
by each other. It's so wonderful.
Well, the Gaithers obviously have this wonderful song called Old Friends after all of these years.
Right.
But there are new friends that come along our path as well. And Judy, to your left, is a new friend, but you've probably known him for a lot longer than we may realize. So tell me the first time, and this is Jake Cooley, tell me the first time, Jake, I'll put you on the spot,
sure,
that you heard the Martins.
Oh, my goodness. I was probably five.
Oh, my
four or five in my little Baptist church in Ivan, Louisiana, with our brown paneling on the wall and our red cushioned pews.
Yes.
And when I was probably 10 or 11, I covered y'all's So High.
No
You Must
way.
Come In at the Door.
Yes.
I covered that for many, many years. So that was one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a fun song.
Ain't it fun?
Yes.
Y'all still do it in shows?
We do.
Okay.
We do every now and then. We still, it's still high on the docket. We like
it's fantastic.
That one. Yeah, it's so much fun.
I grew up singing that at my little Baptist church.
Oh, my gosh. So when you were five and heard us for the first time, that was like 10 years ago?
Yes, because I just turned 16. I'm 27. So I'm
not
far from 16.
My oldest son is 27.
Standing outside the door of love and mercy, you wonder if there's a place there for you. You know there's peace inside. Still you're searching for someone who understands the pain you've been through. What the Father awaits with open arms.
When the Martins first came out, you guys were the new kids on the block.
Yes.
And you were sitting amongst those legends.
Oh, my gosh.
In the big wingback chairs at the front row of honor. And now you've got kids coming up to you saying, how do you get started? Or I grew up watching you.
Yes.
Or to have the break in the women's restroom. Like,
right?
You got the break.
Right? You know, it's real funny. I remember being on a panel at GMA event 1 year, long, long time ago. And the gentleman who was the frontman for Jars of Clay, somebody asked, you know, what are the steps? Like, what's the formula?
Yeah.
And he started telling he said, well, first you need to be born in Mississippi and grow up with these three different guys. And you go to high school together. And, you know, he just told his story. He said, and that's how you do it.
Yeah.
But he said, the thing is that it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
And what we, my brother and sister and I, always encourage young talent or not so young talent that are still interested this being more a part of their life, we tell them you have to sing where you are. You have to start in Jerusalem. You have to just start singing wherever you possibly can,
that's
whatever
good.
Comes open, and put yourself out there. And you've got to, the best way to do it is to let it grow organically. It's hard to wait on things, but that seems to be the best way to let it happen.
You know, my path did not end up being professional music. I'm more into radio. But at one point, I wrote Vestal a letter, and I said, how do you get started? And she called me on the phone.
No way.
And do you know the advice she gave me?
What?
She says, darling, sing wherever they'll have you. Go
there
walk through
go.
The door. If they think enough of you to invite you to sing, show up and sing, you know, or play or whatever it is.
Yes.
And that's advice you probably heard, Jake.
Oh, yes, sir. And that's advice I have taken because I have sung everywhere. The first time I sang, I guess you could say professionally, maybe I was like 14, but they paid me. So I guess that was...
I would call that professional.
And it was a little church. And it was a solo gig, but I also grew up singing with a quartet. And one of our first concerts together, we were pushing all of the sound equipment into this church to get ready to sing.
Yeah.
And there's this little sweet lady sitting on this pew, and she looks at us and she says, honey, I am so sorry, but we got a bee infestation up in this church. And I said, what do you mean? She's like, they're everywhere. Y'all, I'm not playing with you. They were on the back of our pant legs.
No.
They were flying down. I've never hit a higher note. in my life than when I'm getting to my high part of the song and a bee lands on the end of the microphone and it's just, I kid you not, the bee's like looking me down the face.
Oh.
And I'm like, here's my high note.
Oh, sweet.
You know, I'm half allergic. So, you know, I'm half allergic. So,
you don't die or nothing, but it ain't fun.
But it's bad. Okay.
It's allergic to pain.
So that was one of my first, you know, welcome to music. Yeah. We've got bees everywhere.
That is, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is great.
But you go everywhere and sing.
Yes, you do.
Just go do it.
Yeah.
Bees or no bees, you go do it.
Yes. And I know it's ministry, but I think the adage is true that the show must go on.
That's right.
Yes.
And you probably have stuff all the time that happens. And people always say, well, what was your most, you know, embarrassing moment? Or what was the moment that had you sweating the most? But but nobody really noticed, you know, because you kind of kept your cool or you put on a good face.
Right.
Johnny Minnick's the first voice you heard, and then our guest today, Jake Cooley, right here on Homecoming Radio. This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, sitting today with Judy Martin Hess of the Martins. We've got Jake Cooley. Okay, Jake, I've known you now for a few years, and you've been a part of some videotapings and some concert events. And in your part of the country, obviously, you grew up, and I'm sure when they came to, if you were like me, when they came into town, you had your ticket and you were ready for a good night.
Oh, yes, sir. The first time I remember being at a Gaither homecoming, I was probably 5 or 6, maybe a little bit younger than that, and it was at the American Airlines Center. And I remember, yeah. I'm sure y'all were probably, yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
And Sandy Patty was on stage, and I still remember what she was wearing, because I was, you know, growing up in the Baptist church, everyone was talking about Sandy Patty, And so I just look up, and there's Bill Gaither and Sandy Patty on stage. You just can't believe it.
You can't get any bigger than that.
You really can't.
That's
and
true.
It is just this most incredible feeling, and to be here now and sitting with all these incredible people and sharing the stage and just having conversations with people.
Yes.
It's like, wow, you just realize that the blessings and the favor of God is so incredible, because who would have ever dreamed? Not me.
Aww.
You know, it's so surreal for me. I mean, seriously, it gets me emotional. And I mean, the first time I did the Gaither homecoming taping, which was Tulsa, which was a couple of years ago. I'd known Mr. Bill for a while, but that was the first time I'd been with everybody else. And I had a very similar experience like you did.
Yes.
During rehearsal, it was like, okay, here's your song. It's rehearsal. And I'm telling you, I tell people, like, when it's people that you have respected and people that you love from afar.
Then
you're on stage and you're in the room and you're seeing all these people behind you and they're cheering
and they're
you
looking
on
at you.
And they're encouraging you. Even if you hit a sour note a little bit, they're like, that was, you're like, I can, okay.
It's like you could do no wrong.
Right.
But you also know the talent, and you know that these are professionals.
That's right.
And they know a sour note when they hear
right.
it from a mile away.
And it raises you to
and
your level.
And it's an interesting
bundle of things.
It's an iron sharpening iron type of thing.
100%.
Yeah.
It raises you to your level to be your best. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to reach our potential.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you don't settle for a second. You be the best you can be.
Yes.
You go up there and you give it all you got. And I think everybody here does that. And that's what we strive for.
That's awesome.
And in Tulsa, that was I Stand Amazed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was the first one I did.
Now, do you remember seeing this, and especially when the video came out? And I mean, who are we to second guess Bill Gaither with his track record of talents?
Oh, my goodness.
But some of us didn't know Jake. You know, we'd never heard you. And we were like, where is this going? How is this going to end, you know?
Yes.
And we were floored, man, when you took that and you hit that note.
Thank you.
It was like,
so was I. So was I. There it is. Thank God. No, I was so happy to be there and to be a part and to see Mr. Bill in the corner of my eye standing up smiling. I could have died. I was like, he's such a pioneer and he's such a legend. And but down to earth, though, he's one of the greatest people I've ever had the privilege to know. And he is the kindest person, and he loves people and he loves God, and he's real. He's real. Yeah. It's great.
He still doesn't really, I'm not sure if he knows my name yet.
That's
all right. That's all right. He knows Joyce's name. They're like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So he knows her name. They're on the same level. But he always pats me on the shoulder and says, sweet mama.
He's about to walk down the aisle. He's about to walk down here.
Okay.
We can ask him.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm Jake's daughter-in-law. That's who
right.
I am.
That's right. Oh, that's important.
Yes, it is. This next song we're going to hear is a beautiful hymn that I have loved my whole life. I Stand Amazed, featuring Jake Cooley. Now, who else sang with you on that first taping?
That was Charlotte Ritchie and Wes Hampton.
Together.
It was a special moment for me.
Look at that.
I'm telling you.
Well, I'll tell you, sitting there in that room and getting to experience your first time on a Gaither stage, I'm very thankful I was able to be a part of that, and makes me really proud of you. I know what all it takes to get to that point, and so there's already a lot of respect, even though I don't know you that well yet.
Right.
So I just want you to know.
That's sweet.
And I'm thankful you're here, and I'm thankful you're getting to live your dream.
Well, you're the sweetest. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean.
sins and my sorrows, He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
When with the ransomed in glory, His face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to see.
Jake Cooley is that high note right here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, along with Charlotte Ritchie and Wes Hampton. And boy, when you finished that and you sat back in your seat, Jake, did you think, my goodness, let's get a bus and hit the road?
I started breathing again.
Yes!
My soul came back into my body, and I started breathing. I was like, okay, we're good. You did it. You're good. You're good.
I can relate. Yes, sir.
You know, our goal today was to remind you that when you're down and lonely, Jesus is the best friend that you could ask for. Run to Him. He's waiting.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.